There you go. Just a little while ago, we were telling you things that will be more expensive in 2012. It's only fair that now we give you a list of things that will be
cheaper,
less expensive in 2012.
Oh,
just trying to help you out a little bit.
Oh, sure. So no chat this morning.
No chat this morning. Thought we would, but it'll be next week.
Okay.
Number one on the list: Apple iPad 2.
Oh,
ooh,
yeah. Wow.
The iPad,
because 3's coming out.
The iPad 3 will not feature a significant price drop, but we can see that there are some other things out there that will cause. For instance, the price of refurbished iPad 2s will really be down, but even the new ones will be down a little bit. So mm-hmm. We'll see what happens.
You ever bought anything refurbished?
Oh, well, sure, for my car.
Well, yeah.
What do you think?
Is it just me or maybe just a bit of a stigma?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what I did for my business. I don't remember what it is, but I did. I bought some refurbished stuff before. Yeah. Wine.
Wine will be cheaper?
Wine connoisseurs, yeah.
Well, I buy cheap wine to begin with.
There you go. Yeah. With less disposable income, folks...
Need a corkscrew? Nope. I can't just come right off.
That's right. Folks have left wines that are priced at 30 above, pretty much untouched on store shelves. So, price is also affected by the industry competition, as consumers note the quality-to-price ratio. And again, you know, wine is like many things.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it costs if you like it. I mean, if you're a wine drinker and it gives you the taste that you like, and you know, then why do you have to worry about the price if it is something that you like?
I wish wine, you
and
know.
And it's widely available at convenience stores.
Them too.
I wish wine somehow on the label said, you will love this wine, Tom. Yeah. Go ahead and buy it now.
Right.
You'll love it.
Well.
We guarantee.
And again, I mean, actually, and you could go into Storatoriums, okay?
Yeah.
And it'll have like, you know, this. A fruity such and such with a nutty finish. I mean, what does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Well,
that's right.
It's because you're not a wine snob.
Well, I'm not. Uh-huh. Look, it's all the same out of a styrofoam cup, okay? I'm just saying. But that's how I feel. If you like it, does it matter what it costs?
Yeah.
Once again, because he's commented on all of these things, Gaffigan has a great line about you feel like an alcoholic when you drink wine out of anything but a wine glass.
Yeah.
You know, that's when he uses the great lines. Hey, can you refill my Yahtzee shaker?
Yeah. I was in a Storatorium yesterday or Monday, and you can get wine in a box, okay?
Well, yeah.
No. I'm not talking about that kind of box that you're thinking about that would fit in your refrigerator.
With a spigot?
This thing is like... I want to say a 5x5x5 box. I mean, a box.
Yeah.
That, like, you carry around with you, I guess. I don't know. Okay. And it's got the little plastic bag in it, I suppose.
Yeah,
little
bladder.
Yeah.
And a straw.
I mean, that's all you need is a SpongeBob SquarePants straw to go along with it.
There you go.
Swirly
that's
straw.
All you need. Yeah. That and a steering wheel, and you're ready to go.
Yeah. Little bendy straw. Hello.
Famous bowl.
I would never go for wine in a box. Only Thunderbird in a bottle.
Yeah, there you are.
<That's> right. Only the high quality stuff.
Sure. All right, let's see what else. A desktop replacement laptop. As a matter of fact, that apparently will be a good
desktop replacement laptop.
Yeah,
or you mean laptops that replace your desktop?
Well,
replacing laps with desks or desks with laps.
No, I think it'd be replace your desk with lap.
Oh,
desktop replacements, if you will.
Okay.
Android tablets. The Kindle Fire has been Amazon's most successful product ever launched. The release of that tablet has ignited a fire, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You like that?
Yeah.
Among the tablet manufacturers, they scramble to match that $199 price tag. So you may be finding some tablet bargains. Solid-state drives, SSDs. Once again, the floods in Thailand have created a shortage of hard drives, as we mentioned a little while ago, subsequent price spikes. So solid-state drives were not affected by the flooding. So as a result, you'll be able to get a good price there. This one I found a little interesting, car rentals. Because I can remember a couple of years ago, car rentals prices were just going crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy like high. But because rental rates pretty much have remained flat, there are plenty of cars out there. And there's also, you'll see an increase in the discounts, it says here, for SUV rentals.
So if you've never driven an SUV,
yes, now you can do that when you're on vacation, maybe. E-book readers, once again, Amazon's Kindle Reader chipping away at the e-book reader price tag, so look for that. maybe by as much as a 61% discount. You can find them out there. Apple MacBook Air refurbs. Again, there's your refurbished. But if you want a MacBook Air, the price dropped from $850 to $700. That's a 17% drop. Media streamers. I don't know what those are. Rockyou. Do you know what Rockyou is?
I probably should.
Anyway. But anyway, media streamers will be lower. And 3D HD TVs.
Oh, it's what you plug into your TV to stream things like Netflix.
Okay. Look for that price to go down. And then 3D HD TVs if you want one of those. I don't get that, but that's fine. I mean, I've never seen it, so I can't really say that much about it.
What was the last one?
3D HD TVs.
Oh, yeah. I was too busy looking at streaming media players.
Those TVs you can see in 3D without glasses?
No. They all got to have glasses.
Oh, you still have to have glasses.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. That's it. So those things are going to be cheaper. A British baby is racking up fans all over the world thanks to parents and their silly photographs of the child. Six-month-old Arthur Hammond was posed for a bunch of pictures recreating scenes from famous movies. His parents set him up with props to recreate scenes from Jaws, The Godfather, Rambo, and American Beauty. Now fans from all over the world are sending Arthur requests to act out specific famous film moments. Note to Arthur Hammond's parents, unless you can monetize this, stop it now.
Yeah, okay?
That's right, especially that American Beauty.
Yeah. You find a way to make money off of it, then that's fine. If not, it was just fun for a couple of days, okay? Move on to something else. And an Austrian inventor got a $625,000 government grant to create a museum of failed inventions. How could this have not happened in America? How did we miss this opportunity?
Too much red tape.
That's it. Again.
How do you get a government grant? There's got to be an easy way, don't you think?
Yeah, apparently in Austria.
Someone would write a book.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Where is that? What's that guy's name? Yeah.
Matthew something.
Oh, yeah. Wow, annoying. Anyway, Fritz Gall, that's his name. And Fritz himself failed inventor, has just opened the so-called Museum of Nonsense. The attraction boasts a bevy of utterly useless creations, like the portable anonymizer. This is a black card on a stick that people can use to cover their faces in public. Okay. Now, see,
Museum of Failed Inventions. I guess that just sounds a lot better than a bunch of crap that doesn't work.
Hey, but again, if he's charging admission and making some money, again, you got a $625,000 grant. Other inventions include a toothbrush with no bristles for people who have no teeth.
And this guy got $600,000 from the government.
That's what I'm saying. It must be easy to do in Australia. I mean, in Austria. Yeah, they lower the bar there. I guess also they could use the toothbrush in. Go ahead.
Boy.
Fill in state here.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?